Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, along with Julie Beasley. Julie, much better weather this week. How are you feeling?
Well, the weather's been the topic, I feel like, this week and last week, going from one extreme to another, but we are enjoying the sunshine. The warmth is very nice. How about you?
Can't complain when you can walk around in a sweatshirt and feel comfortable. Are you thinking that spring is actually going to arrive earlier than that groundhog told us?
Well, I mean, we're sitting right at March now, so I'm sure hoping that spring will be here in the next few weeks. Spring starts like March 21st or March 22nd, so I'm hoping we won't have any snow after that.
Spring also means spring break. What are folks doing for spring break this year? Do you have plans? Are you traveling? Are you staying close to home?
I've been talking with a lot of other parents about that to really see what our options are. I would love to be going to a beach right now and enjoying the ocean and the sunshine. But our family, our kids are currently quarantined right now. We took a quick trip to Tennessee, and with traveling, we're required to quarantine. So we're doing e-learning. And if that is the case after spring break, I'm not sure that we want to quarantine for another 8 to 10 days with e-learning. So from my perspective, I think it really is dependent on what schools decide to do. If everyone will be e-learning for a week or a week and a half following spring break, we might travel. But other than that, we might be sticking close to home and going to parks.
And maybe enjoying some basketball on TV.
Absolutely.
College basketball, Big Ten tournaments, NCAA tournaments coming up. IU women's basketball has been doing fantastic. They had a win over Wisconsin this past week, and this weekend they're playing Ohio State University. One of the four games that they've lost this year so far was to Ohio State. They're another ranked team. Of course, IU is 11 now. I think Ohio State is 15 in the country. That's going to be another battle of the Titans, and hopefully it will catapult IU into the Big Ten tournament. And hopefully they can get a couple big wins and get a good seeding in the NCAA tournament. Something else, our thoughts are with the family of Ryan Wilcoxon, who unknowingly carried a rare brain malformation which erupted this past week. The young husband and father is well loved in our community, while his family is faced with the absolute worst of the worst possible decisions they will ever experience. So thoughts go out to the family of Ryan Wilcoxon. Well, today is February the 26th. Let's take a look back at this week in history. February the 22nd in 1980, the United States hockey team defeated the Soviet Union hockey team 4-3 in what was deemed the miracle on ice. I watched that game, Julie, and it was absolutely amazing when Al Michaels at the end of the game said, "Do you believe in miracles?" It just set the tone. They wound up defeating Finland for the gold later on. The miracle on ice is what that will forever be known as. On February the 23rd in 1917, the first demonstrations happened in St. Petersburg, Russia, that began the Russian Revolution. On the 24th of February in 1868, Andrew Johnson became the first president of the United States to be impeached. Of course, he was later acquitted by the Senate. And in 1986, on February the 25th, the president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos, fled the nation after 20 years of rule, and Corazon Aquino became the Philippines' first woman president. And on February the 26th, in 1616, Galileo Galilei was banned by the Roman Catholic Church from teaching or defending the concept that the earth orbits the sun. Silly Galileo.
Silly guy, huh?
And today's celebrity birthday, turning 48 years of age, Hall of Fame running back and former Indianapolis Colt, Marshall Faulk. Now, Julie, do you remember Marshall Faulk playing?
I don't. What years did he play?
He was probably in the 90s. I think he left the Colts a year or two after Peyton Manning's rookie year. So I'm going to say I think he went to the Rams after that and played when Kurt Warner took the Rams to the Super Bowl a couple of years in a row.
happy birthday to Marshall Folk. And today on the show, we will welcome Jordan Ferguson with the Ivy Tech Center for Lifelong Learning and our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to you by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance and investments. American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, they are online at asbofindiana.com, and also by Brothers Carpet Cleaning, the region's best reviewed carpet cleaning business. You can find them online, carpetcleaningbrothers.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
The state legislature is working on a $36 billion state budget proposal, which has been transferred from the House to the Senate. The budget proposal includes nearly $400 million increase on education over the next 2 years. A portion of that increase will be provided in vouchers to school, which could better match the needs of the individual student. Additionally, the state will look to offset some of its spending with revenue derived from an additional 50 cents per pack of tobacco.
This week, Indiana University President Michael McRobbie announced plans to begin the fall semester in person on all IU campuses. He stated that it is expected that public health policies may need to the fall semester will see a return to mostly normal operations. McRobbie said the decision was made on the basis of advice from IU's medical and public health experts who have been leading the university's comprehensive and successful response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Current ongoing mitigation and symptomatic testing data continue to show COVID-19 cases on IU campuses are very low and remain manageable. For much of the fall and winter, weekly positivity rates fell below 1%. IU's pandemic response labs are now conducting up to 50,000 tests per week.
Bloomington Police, in collaboration with police departments in Georgia and South Carolina, have arrested a suspect in the murder of 32-year-old Teresa Michael of Bloomington. Michael was found dead in an apartment on the west side of Bloomington on January the 28th by firefighters while putting out a blaze. The coroner later determined that strangulation was the cause of her death. Since the incident, Bloomington police were searching for 30-year-old Eric Quentin Johnson. Johnson was believed to be in Waycross, Georgia, with a stolen car belonging to Michael, and he was ultimately picked up by South Carolina police at a bus station after crossing the state line. Johnson is currently under arrest to vehicle theft while the murder investigation is still underway. Anyone with information about the murder of Teresa Michael is asked to contact the Bloomington police.
Indiana conservation officers are still investigating a fire that damaged or destroyed 22 boats at Hoosier Hills Marina located at Patoka Lake last Friday. No injuries were reported. During the initial investigation, it was determined that after the fire started, efforts were made by Hoosier Hill Marina staff to put out the fire. Two boats were moved from the dock, creating a fire break. The marina is closed at this time while staff from the marina are working to contact the affected boat owners.
Indiana University spokesperson Chuck Carney says foul play is not suspected in the death of an IU student whose body was found at an on-campus dorm in Bloomington last week. Carney says third-year student Joma Leonardo from Indianapolis was found dead in his Eigenman residence hall room Thursday night, and there is also no evidence of self-harm. The Monroe County coroner is examining the death.
Indiana House Bill 1369 passed the Indiana House, which will eliminate the requirement for a license to carry a handgun in the state. The bill will ensure that any person who is lawfully able to carry and possess a firearm to do so without a government-issued permit or license, although this will not apply to those who currently legally are unable to possess a handgun. Some in law enforcement are concerned over the potential for lost revenue as the licenses raise $5.3 million per year, which is allocated to train local law enforcement officers.
According to the U.S. Department of Education, spring standardized testing will continue this year after being canceled in 2020 as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Though the federal government is offering states some flexibility in how tests are administered, officials say it's important to use testing data to identify the type and amount of additional support students need. In a letter to state school leaders this week, the federal government communicated that states can consider things like extending testing timelines, offering a shorter version of the tests, and administering them remotely when possible.
The COVID vaccine is now available to individuals who are 60 years of age or older by appointment only. You can make an appointment by going to ourshot.in.gov or by calling 211 for assistance. Monroe County residents who have mobility issues are encouraged to choose the convention center location when setting up an appointment for easier accessibility.
This week, Indiana officials announced they're cracking down on clinics that are vaccinating Hoosiers for COVID-19 who are not eligible under the state's guidelines. Teachers recently complained on social media that they've been taken off vaccine wait lists around Indiana after state officials order vaccination sites to do so. State Health Commissioner Dr. Chris Box said that the state regularly communicates with vaccine providers and said it clarifies the guidelines and cautions sites from violating them before taking punitive action. And those are your local headlines. We'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick message.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
I'm staring down the tracks. I told my babe I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. I'm leaving, baby. Oh Lord, it's time to go. I had half a mind to leave ya, and the other half.
Welcome back to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. Our community update is brought to us by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn. Turning 65 this year, the Porthole is Southern Indiana's longest continuous live music venue. You'll love their famous pizzas, steaks, and catfish. Open for takeout, you can check them out online, portholein.com, or on their Facebook page. Nominations are being accepted now through Friday, March 12th for the Be More Awards, the Community Volunteer Awards presented by the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network. Nominations may be submitted by members of the general public, community organizations, or businesses. Awards are made in five categories, and those include lifetime of service, community impact, youth engagement professionals, and community collaboration. Each of the five Be More Award recipients will receive a $1,000 award provided by the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County for recipients' nonprofit organization in honor of their outstanding service. For more information, check out bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org/bemore.
Julie, have you ever taken any lifelong learning classes, any adult classes over at Ivy Tech? That's a whole nother resource that we have available here in town.
I have not, but I've been getting a lot of emails from the Lifelong Learning Center, so I've seen those, and I know some faculty that teach over there as well, but have not yet taken a course from Ivy Tech, Lifelong Learning Center.
All right. Well, today we're going to learn all about everything they have to offer. Joining us is Jordan Ferguson, the program manager for Ivy Tech's Center for Lifelong Learning. Jordan, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing quite well. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into everything about the Center for Lifelong Learning, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I moved to Indiana in 2017 for grad school. I got my master's in arts administration, and I was lucky enough that I got to stay in Bloomington and I get to work in my field. So right now I get to plan programming, usually really fun stuff in the arts for the Center for Lifelong Learning at Ivy Tech.
why don't you go ahead and tell our listenership exactly what the Center for Lifelong Learning is?
Yeah, so we provide community outreach with Ivy Tech in Bloomington. We do programming for both youth and adults throughout the year. Usually right now we have about 80 or so different classes happening right now, mostly virtual right now because of COVID. Yeah, we offer lots of different things for the community and we try to keep it accessible. So we like to provide something for everybody. So whether you're looking for like a longer term kind of commitment class, we have those that meet weekly, or we have just like one day workshops on Saturdays.
Now you mentioned you have classes for both children and adults. I believe you also have professional development classes as well. For example, the SHRM degree as well. Is that something that you're working with many accreditations or certifications that professionals in the workforce currently can earn to help advance in their career?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Julie. Recently, our department, the Center for Lifelong Learning, has moved with our other Ivy Tech non-credit department, Workforce Alignment. So in our catalog, which you're probably referring to, we advertise those kinds of classes as well. Yes, we are one department and we kind of cover all of those non-credit kind of things.
How have your classes, whether it's with children or with adults, how has the setting really transformed over the last year? I would assume that a lot of your classes have moved from being more of an in-class setting to a lot of classes online and having a drive-by to pick up materials, especially when you're talking about a lot of your art classes as well.
It has been a journey, as I'm sure it has been for a lot of other organizations in the community. This time, you know, last year, it was wild. We had summer planned and we were ready for our summer camps. And then all of a sudden COVID hit. And so we had to just completely like shift gears. So we went virtual and it worked really well for summer. We had full supply kits that we put together of, you know, these really great art supplies. And we did a contactless pickup at Ivy Tech main campus. We had signups. So that way people weren't really there. People would pull up, they would text me and they would pop their trunk. We would both wear masks. We would put it in and then they'd be on their way. Everything we've done has been over Zoom. There's obviously a barrier between that socialization that you also get from classes, from in-person to virtual, but we're doing the best we can with it like everyone else. I think sometimes just having something to look forward to in your week really can be the biggest game changer. And I hope that a lot of our classes have provided that for people, just something to look forward to and a sense of community and talking to other people beyond your pod at home. We're currently in our spring semester. And if you go to our website, ivytech.edu-cll, you can click on our digital catalog and you can kind of scroll through and see all of the different classes that we're offering. We follow the academic year schedule. So we are currently in our spring semester. Those classes kind of run January through May-ish. And then we will be in our summer, which is mostly kids, but we do offer some adult programming. And then fall. So we kind of have like three main terms throughout the year with three main catalogs.
So how do folks register if they're interested in a class? Where they go to your website, ivytech.edu/CLL, and then they scroll through, they find a class that they might be interested in. And what's the process from there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have our catalog listed kind of in two different places on our website, depending on how you like to view things. So we have our digital catalog, which is a more like visual experience that you can kind of go through and read through like our visual arts offerings or our fiber arts offerings or our music offerings. And then you can also go to our website and we have classes listed that you can scroll through or you can click like, oh, well, I know I'm only interested in this birding class offer. So I'm going to click natural living and go there directly. And then you can read about it. You'll be able to see the dates, the times, the instructor, the prices, and you can click register and it'll take you to our registration website. And that's kind of just where you go when you walk through and you purchase like you would buying something off of Amazon.
And how much do these classes typically run?
Based on the supplies and how long the class runs is how we price the class. But we try to keep things accessible and keep a range of prices for people. So you can have classes that are like $20 And then some of our more expensive classes with really high-end supplies that last a long time, they can go up to $200, $250.
All right, Jordan, we're going to take a quick break and hear from some of our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the spectrum of different types of classes. And I also know that you've got some youth programming coming up for this summer that you'd like to let our listeners know about. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
We are back here on the South Central Indiana News Network. Julie Beasley here along with Skip Daly. And we are back with Jordan Ferguson, Program Manager with the Ivy Tech Lifelong Learning Center. Now, Jordan, earlier before we went to commercial break, we were talking a little bit about classes that you have for the spring semester. You have classes for adults and classes for children. You even have workshops. One question that I have as a parent, spring break is coming up here pretty quickly. And this time of year, we're thinking about what programs we can send children to during the spring break timeframe. You mentioned you do have classes for children. What activities might you have going on during spring break, especially in a virtual era this year with COVID?
Yeah, Julie, that's a great question. I'm so happy you asked. So we are currently offering a virtual spring break class, which are kind of condensed versions of summer offerings. So we have a spring break Ivy Arts for Kids camp, which lasts all week, and a spring break College for Kids camp, which lasts that same week. So March 15th through the 19th. They're both 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. virtual and include supply kits and live instruction with teachers and other students. So basically in the Ivy Arts for Kids, they're going to explore 2D and 3D themes. And then our College for Kids camp this year, it's kind of a sampling of other offerings that are week-long classes in the summer. So there's photography, collage, magic, painting and drawing. It's going to be really fun. The kids will be able to keep creating even after the camp ends with the supply kit, kind of get a little taste for our virtual summer camps.
Now go ahead and talk to us about what your virtual summer camps are.
We have kind of improved. We did virtual summer camps last summer, summer 2020, but it was kind of crazy. We were just adapting as quickly as we could with the changing world. So this year, we've really been thoughtful about how we can plan our summer camps. And we are offering pretty much the same things that we've offered in the past, but still virtual for 2 hours a day. And most of those do include a supply kit as well. The registration for those will be online on Monday. So it'll be really fun. And we have lots of fun stuff. We have 2D and 3D art. We have collage. We have archaeology and world art, cooking, which is really fun and a kid favorite, actually. It's been one of the most fun camps to see go from in-person to virtual because the supply kits are amazing. Basically, they get full supply kit of all the food and ingredients that they'll need throughout the week. And families last year said they were like, oh, well, we had a side for dinner already made. So that one's been really fun to see. See, we also have a group voice lesson happening this summer, creative writing, and adventures in Dungeons and Dragons. I'm very unfamiliar with this world. I think it's really fun and it can be done virtual. We've seen lots of groups do that virtually. So I'm excited about it. I think there will be a lot of fun things for kids.
All right. You've talked about some of your child programs. Go ahead and tell us some of the top two or three most popular adult programs that you guys offer.
Our ceramics classes are one of the most popular. So that is great. We're currently offering a few of those in person this spring following COVID protocols at Ivy Tech main campus. So be on the lookout for those, everyone. Our in-person painting classes are also always a favorite. They have this little community around them. So I love to see that happen. And those are offered pretty much every semester. And another one of our newer favorites, I would say, is mosaics. So we have a mosaics instructor, Chris Elam, and he's great. And there's three different mosaics classes usually offered each semester. And I love seeing photos of what people make in those. It's very hands-on. I think people enjoy that.
I mentioned earlier some of the workshops that you have that are one day. What kind of classes do you typically offer that if it's a full day, part day, what does that look like?
Usually our workshops are like on a Saturday, usually like afternoon or morning. A few of those that we're offering, it's usually just kind of topics that just need like a brief time. It's not something you're going to build on for a long time. So we just offered last Saturday an intro to happiness workshop. So positive psychology and that sort of thing, which is really nice right now. I think we were just in this dead of winter and we had that crazy snowstorm and, you know, living life with COVID, which is, I think a class like that is great. We're also later in the semester, we're going to do a one-day workshop on composting with Green Camino. So that's like another example of a one-day workshop.
Are those for adults or for kids or for both?
They're for adults.
Adults.
Jordan, you offer all these classes, and that just means that you have a whole bunch of teachers that are out there teaching these classes. If there is someone in the community that has a specific trade or a specific skill, do you have opportunities for them to create a class?
Absolutely, Skip. That's a great question. We're constantly looking to highlight and provide teaching opportunities for people in the community that have those skills, you know, and want to share them with others. So that is such a great question. We have on our landing page on our website, we have a propose a course tab. So teachers or people who are interested in teaching with us, they can go on there and fill that out. Also, they can email or call me anytime. I'm always excited about new teachers and new classes, especially in this, while we've been in this virtual kind of setting, it's been really fun to see the innovation that comes from people. I can find myself just going from day to day being like, oh, well, what can we do virtual, you know? And I get so much inspiration from these instructors coming with these like wonderful ideas, and it's just really exciting. So always, yeah, I would love to hear from anybody.
Have you taken any of these classes?
I actually have not. I kind of have been so close to it that I haven't jumped in. I'm kind of always on the background making sure mm-hmm. the logistics work out or kicking off a class and introducing everyone to Ivy Tech and their instructor. It is my goal to take a few and get more in the thick of it all rather than behind the scenes and making it all happen.
All right, we've got about a minute left. Go ahead and share anything you'd like our audience to know.
Yeah, y'all have had wonderful questions and thank you so much for having me. I think just for the community to know that we're a resource for them and to check out the classes that we have. We work real hard to offer a lot of fun things and we hope it brings joy. And our summer camps are online and open for registration March 1st, so Monday, which is awesome. And just check out our website at ivytech.edu-cll.
All right, Jordan, well, thank you so much for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you both.
We'd also like to thank our friends at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. On behalf of Julie Beasley and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us each and every Friday evening as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.